You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labour MP Shannon Halbert.
A select committee report has recommended going ahead with a referendum on four-year parliament terms. The report also recommended standard four-year terms, which conflicts with the ACT Party's suggestions of flexible terms and stronger powers for the opposition in select committees in the fourth year of a government. Māori health providers have brought a case to the High Court asking for a declaration of inconsistency between the government's de-establishment of Te Aka Whai Order and Te Tiriti o Waitangi. This marks the first case where the applications are seeking a declaration pertaining to Te Tiriti, which has the potential to be constitutionally significant. And the Public Service Commissioner, Sir Brian Roche, is currently considering a major shake-up of several ministries, including those for women, Pacific peoples, disabled people and Māori development. Sir Roche has ruled out de-establishing any ministries, but hasn't ruled out absorbing them into larger ministries. For a weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, regular Wire host Caden spoke to Shannon Halbert about all of these topics. They started by asking what the Labour Party stance is on four-year parliamentary terms.
Oh, we certainly support a four-year term. I have supported the first four-year term for a long time. At the same time, I'm really keen to see what New Zealanders think. It's quite common in supermarkets when people see me now, they say, oh, you know, we really need a longer term. And I support a referendum to go out to New Zealanders.
The Select Committee has recommended going ahead with a referendum, but has also removed some of the ACT Party's proposals, like giving the opposition more power in select committees in the fourth year. Do you support this assessment?
David Seymour's changes were quite confusing. I think any changes really just need to be simple for the New Zealand public. That is important. The goal is about ensuring that future governments are able to do the work that they need to. In 3 years, that becomes too short to achieve some of the long-standing outcomes that governments want to. 4 years would give us a little bit more time. When I look towards next year, I think, oh my gosh, it's been such a quick term, and next year is election year. I'm looking forward to that, but that does make it difficult in terms of achieving outcome.
Would you support a referendum being held as soon as alongside the next election?
I certainly support a referendum for a four-year term, and I welcome any safeguards and measures that come with that. People constantly ask me to extend the term. I think it's important that they get their opportunity to have their say too.
Do you support the High Court challenge over the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Order?
Well, I wouldn't want to get ahead of what's formally before the courts, but I've been an advocate of Te Aka Whai Order for simple reasons, being that Māori health outcomes are much poorer than the average New Zealander. We need to address that, and the Te Aka Whai Order was established to do just that.
The court hasn't granted a declaration of inconsistency against Te Tiriti before. Could this be a positive step forward for recognition of Te Tiriti?
Recognition of Te Tiriti is incredibly important in our way forward. We've seen the government take us backwards in that respect and remove Te Tiriti from legislation that the Labor government put in place. So, you know, I will be watching carefully in this case. I think it will be a step forward if that is the outcome, but let's wait and see.
Will the outcome of this case influence whether or not Labor reinstates the Māori Health Authority if you are elected next year?
Well, at Waitangi this year, Chris Hipkins confirmed that he would re-establish Te Aka Whai Order. But there is some work to do because this government has taken us so far backwards. The question is, what would now be the starting point and how do we take that forward? But most of all, we know the critical challenge in health is to address the funding issue. We need more funding in health, particularly in Māori health, to address those inequities that we see.
Are you concerned about the Public Service Commissioner considering changes for a range of lived experience-focused ministries, including women, Pacific peoples and Māori development?
Like New Zealanders, I have incredibly low trust when it comes to the needs of Māori, Pacific women and our Takatāpui Rainbow communities. Many of them have received a punch down by this government, and I wouldn't be surprised if they look to disestablish population ministries or ministries that advocate and represented for those that don't feel represented by government. So yes, I am worried about that.
The Commissioner has said the ministries would not be disestablished, but what do you think the likelihood is of these ministries being absorbed by larger ones?
Well, I have no trust when it comes to issues pertaining to Māori, Pacific, women and rainbow communities with this government. They have taken us incredibly backwards. They're not focused on the needs of many of our most vulnerable groups, and this is what both the ministries and these organisations do. If anything, they need to be bolstered, they need to be supported to improve outcomes for these particular groups. And so any integration into a larger organisation isn't going to achieve any better outcomes for them. They'll just continue to take us backwards.
The ACT Party campaigned on abolishing what they call demographic ministries. How much of a role do you think they are playing in these changes?
Well, we've seen that the tail has been wagging the dog in this coalition. The ACT Party and New Zealand First seem to outrun the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, and that's why we're going backwards on so many things. Māori, Pacific, women and rainbow communities are feeling the punch down from this government, and that's a result of both ACT and New Zealand First in particular and a lack of leadership from our Prime Minister.
You mentioned the need to bolster support for these communities. As far as I know, we don't have a ministry for rainbow peoples, but is that something you think is important?
I've always supported a better structural setup for our rainbow communities. If that's a ministry, great. There might be a starting point between where we are now and a ministry to get that underway. But what I want to see is more investment into supporting our rainbow communities. But this government has taken us particularly backwards in that area. They've underrepresented rainbow communities in the work that they've done. They've removed guidelines both in sport and in our schooling system. And so I want to ensure that those things do come back, that we are supporting rainbow communities, particularly our young people.
That was Labour's Shannon Halbert on four-year parliament terms, the High Court challenge against the de-establishment of Te Aka Whai Ora, and the Public Services Commissioner investigating potential changes to several lived experience ministries.
That was our weekly chat with Labour MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.